Looks like we are now joined by Minnesota head coach Richard Pitino. The Gophers will be the number 13 seed in this week's Big Ten tournament. Minnesota will take on number 12 Illinois on Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern time. Coach Pitino, good morning.
Good morning.
Please start us out with a quick statement, and then we'll go straight to questions for you.
Well, obviously, got a huge, huge challenge on our hands on Wednesday. You know, it's something that we know we got to be ready for. It's an uphill battle right now with the state of our roster, but we've got to make the best of the situation at hand and do everything possible to see if we could score a massive upset. So, you know, we've got to keep these guys fresh because we don't have a lot of depth. You know, mentally get them prepared and physically get them prepared.
Thank you, Coach. Let's go straight to questions for Coach Pitino, please.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from the line of Amelia Reno with Minneapolis Star Tribune.
Morning, Coach.
Morning, Amelia.
I know you had said before that there was a very slight chance that Joey could be available for Wednesday. Have you made
that
decision?
Yeah, Joey's officially out. You know, he couldn't put any weight on it when he took the boot off, so he's officially been ruled out.
How tough for him was it to handle news like that, just knowing?
I think he thought in his mind he wasn't going to play, you know, so I think he knew, you know, we spoke the next day, he goes, Coach, I don't think I'm going to play again, you know, and I said, well, Joey, let's just see what the swelling does, this and that, let's take it day by day, but I think he knew. So, you know, I think he's come to grips with it. It's, you know, difficult for him to end like this. You know, it stinks for him. It's not the way I wanted him to go out, but unfortunately, it's just, like I said, it's kind of the hand we were dealt, and we just got to deal with it.
Do you know what the rehab time is going to be on that, just for, like, his
You know,
his
I don't
future?
Know. That's a good question. I'll try to figure that out and get that to you, tomorrow?
Thanks.
Yep.
Coach, you'll take on Illinois for the third time this season on Wednesday in the nightcap. You know, obviously we had an overtime game in late January as well. What will be some of the keys to getting a win against the Illini despite the limit on your roster?
Well, I mean, obviously we're extremely limited. You know, I was looking at our roster, and over the last probably 3 weeks, we've lost 49 points per game. You know, we right now have on our roster 31 points per game. So we need guys to offensively do what they haven't done all year. And, you know, it's not necessarily fair to ask them that, but, you know, it's we made decisions that we thought were going to be difficult for our team short term, but better in the long run. You know, so it's something where everybody's got to be locked in. You know, try to give a little bit more than they've traditionally given, you know, and it's definitely going to be a challenge, that's for sure.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, looks like we're all set. We'll see you in Indianapolis. Appreciate your time.
All righty, thanks.
Thank you.